actually, you know, it's funny. You're both talking about the first time you picked up a guitar, and I'm looking at your respective guitars, and you know, I wonder, what do each of you look for in the instrument that you play? Could you switch off guitars?
Well, I basically stole all of Luke's guitars.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, it depends. I tend to gravitate towards this one. It's a little, it's a Harmony Stella from 1959. It's made of plywood. It's a small instrument, otherwise known as a parlor guitar. And it's worthless, really, in the sense that if you found one at a pawn shop, it might, it would be probably $200 or less. And they're often not playable because they don't have truss rods in them and they twist. And of course, this one's been to every time zone on the planet a number of times, and it should be garbage. But for some strange reason, it just keeps bouncing back, and it's a miraculous instrument. And it does sound a bit like a back porch guitar. It doesn't have a crisp, clean, warm sound. Now, Melissa's playing a 1973 Martin D18.
This is my guitar of choice. And this guitar has been crushed several times. It was handed to me in two pieces one time after a show. And it just keeps coming back. I every time that happens, we think, well, that's the end of this guitar. And it just has more life in it. And it has a beautiful, warm sound.
Yeah. So it's crushed. You think, what the heck? We'll see if we can fix it.
Yeah.
And
fine.
On our records, you know, these are the two acoustic guitars that end up getting recorded the most. And we'll bring in a bunch of other guitars. Like, we'll bring in some, you know, pre-war Gibsons and other Martins and whatever's lying around. We'll try. And we always go back to these ones. I mean, that one that Melissa's playing, that D18, it's got a real kind of Neil Young sound, because that's what he favors, you know. And also Hank Williams was a D18 guy. And
well, and do you think people would say, does that have a Luke Doucette sound?
Well, it's kind of cranky, and it's unpredictable. Not unpredictable, but it's not very pleasant, and it's so maybe in that sense, you know, like it just has this kind of honky back porch mid range. It's not a pretty.
But when you plug it into an amp, I think that is a real signature sound for you.
Yeah, that is true. I run it through an amplifier. I mean, most people on a gig, they plug an acoustic guitar through a DI. Here in the studio at this fabulous radio station, we have microphones that do a much better job than a DI. But when you're playing on a rock and roll stage with an acoustic guitar, you kind of have to run through a DI box. And it's sort of the only instrument in the rock and roll, in the pantheon of rock and roll music, that you would never want to record the way you play it live. Like, everything else that goes on stage in a rock show, you would actually put that on an album, but you would never plug an acoustic guitar into a DI and record it, because it's just a barely passable facsimile of the real thing, which is what you've got here, microphones on a guitar. So my way of getting around that is to not even bother trying to make it sound like an acoustic guitar. I just plug it into an amplifier, and then it has a voice of its own. You know, some people, like Melissa, for example, and some guitars, that one that she's holding, it does sound like an acoustic guitar through a PA system. I don't really know why. It just does.
There's some alchemy there.
Yeah.
Well, and you mentioned the live show.